Warmly welcoming you again to this, the sixth programme of my new 10-part series, The Golden Years. Yes, the truly golden years of what became known as the years of the great American songbook, songwriters, arrangers and artists who all came together to bring it to us. Those of you joining me for edition number 5 will recall that for just that one programme I brought you some of the wonderful music that emanated from the UK side of the Atlantic during those golden years. This week I'm back in the US and reviewing a group of artists who qualify for the status of legendary, great American song stylists. And my first choice from this legendary group is a lady who has been one of my favourites over a number of years until her death at 72 on November the 10th, 1974. Carmen McRae. There is so much to tell of this and other influential song stylists, but as usually happens, the inevitable time constraints intervene. But I can record that during a long career, she was not only considered one of the most influential vocalists of her time, but also a successful composer, pianist, and actress. In the early years of her career, she was greatly influenced by Billie Holiday, but soon developed her own personal and distinctive singing style. Let's listen to her now with a song simply titled So Long. Yes, Carmen McRae and So Long. So Long is an interesting expression, rarely if ever heard today, but one I myself vividly recall using as I was growing up, and doing so as a means of bidding goodbye to friends. Its origin is not totally certain, but seems to have derived from the Hebrew word shalom, a Jewish term of farewell. The song was taken from one of Carmen McRae's over 60 albums that she recorded during a rewarding musical career. And so to another legendary song stylist, but this time a male singer. Tony Martin was born in December 1913 and died aged 98 in July 2012. During his active years as an actor as well as a singer, though he did actually begin his musical career as a saxophonist, he recorded with all the big names of the musical world in the 1930s, 40s and 50s, names like Dinah Shore, Betty Hutton, Phil Harris and Glenn Miller. He was married for 60 years to the equally legendary personality Sid Charisse, but in her case, as many may recall, legendary in the world of dancing. So, from his over 60 recordings, what to choose? Here with the Starlighters and the Al Sax Orchestra is Tony Martin and A Gal in Calico.
A gal in calico down in Santa Fe. I used to be her Sunday beau till I rode away. Do I want her? Do I want her love? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Town to town, see most every kind of gal, every kind of gown. But who made my heart sing? Yippee-i-yippee-o, my little gal in calico.
Yippee-yippee-yi-oh, I got a gal in calico.
Now take my gal in calico
down in Santa Fe.
I guess I better let her know,
better to know
that I feel this way. Is she waiting? Is she waiting? She better be.
Am I hoping to be roping her?
Yes, sirree.
Clip, clippity-clop.
I'm gonna quit the rodeo. Gonna settle down. Buy a bolt of calico. For a wedding gown, then will I fence her in. Yippee-i-yippee-o, my little gal in calico.
From 1946, Tony Martin and A Gal in Calico. I was just 9 or 10 years old when I first heard that recording, and I have to confess to thinking that A Gal in Calico was a location down in Santa Fe. I can't recall which grown-up person it was who first corrected me, telling me that it was in fact a material. Such is the recalled learning from one's early life. Peggy Lee is surely one who deserves the double accolade of song stylist and legendary more than most. Those who heard my program a couple of weeks back when I covered the swing era will recall I began the edition with a short contribution from Peggy Lee and George Shearing. From the 1940s through to the 60s, she was a singer, a songwriter, and multi-talented artist that brought us memorable recordings like Fever and Is That All There Is, both of which ultimately became associated with her alone. Her songwriting and her performances in Walt Disney's film Lady and the Tramp, where she was also the singing and speaking voice of four different characters, was quite memorable. Her career lasted 60 years, during which she received an impressive number of the most prestigious and varied awards available, culminating in 1995 with a Lifetime Achievement Award. I've chosen for her contribution to this edition a song written in 1931 by Herman Hupfeld. It became popular in 1942 when it was sung in the film Casablanca by Dooley Wilson. Here is As Time Goes By.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say, I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs, never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory. A case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
Peggy Lee, As Time Goes By. In 1999, Peggy Lee was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. She died at 81 on January the 21st, 2002. Now, Dick Haymes was one of the most popular male vocalists of the 1940s and 50s. Born in Argentina, of Irish and English parents, his family travelled widely before settling in the United States when Dick was quite young. His mother was a vocal coach and instructor, no doubt this having an important influence on his ultimate career in the music world. At 19, he moved to New York, working with the big bands, and in September 1942, he left the Harry James Orchestra to join Tommy Dorsey, where Frank Sinatra himself announced on radio that Dick Haymes would replace him as the band's vocalist. Just 3 years later, he starred with Gene Crane in the hit musical State Fair, and in a romantic scene with her, he sang this.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you'll never be the love of my life. Maybe I'm not the boy of your dream. But isn't it kind of fun to look in each other's eyes, swapping romantic gleams? Maybe you're not a girl to have and to hold. Maybe I'm not a boy who would stay. But isn't it kind of fun carousing around the town, dancing the night away? Isn't it kind of fun holding hands, according to a sweet and corny custom? Isn't it kind of fun making vows, admitting that we both intend to bust 'em? Maybe we're out for laughs, a girl and a boy, hidden across the table for two. But haven't you got a hunch that this is the real McCoy, and all the things we tell each other are true? According to a sweet and corny custom. Isn't it kind of fun making vows, admitting that we both intend to bust 'em? Maybe we're out for laughs, a girl and a boy, kidding across the table for two. But haven't you got a hunch that this is the real McCoy, and all the things we tell each other?
Dick Hames and Isn't It Kind of Fun from State Fair. His career progressed successfully in films and on radio, and in countless recordings on Decca, pairing with such notable artists and personalities as the Andrew Sisters, Helen Forrest, Judy Garland, and Bing Crosby. And in a number of these recordings, he worked with the great arrangers, Nelson Riddle and Gordon Jenkins. He died aged just 61 on March 28, 1980, leaving a long list of hits for all of us to enjoy in later years, and deserving of being included as one of the legendary song stylists from the Golden Years. Sarah Vaughan is my next singer to include in this inevitably short list of truly great and legendary song stylists. She is, in my view, one of the notable trio, sitting comfortably alongside Ella Fitzgerald and Carmen McRae. Born on March 27, 1924, she was at the top of her profession that began as a piano accompanist for over 40 years, prompting one critic to write of her as one of the most wondrous voices of the 20th century. She was a Grammy Award winner, and in 1989 the National Endowment of the Arts bestowed on her its highest honour, the NEA Jazz Masters Award. Her career really started when she won a singing competition at the Apollo Theatre, New York, singing Body and Soul, and in early 1943 she was invited by the Apollo to open for Ella Fitzgerald. A recommendation by Billy Eckstein followed that bandleader Earl Hines hear her. She was hired and became Hines' lead singer. From then on, she rarely looked back. Here is Sarah Vaughan from a 1950s recording she made of the classic What a Difference a Day Made.
What a difference a day made. 24 little hours brought the sun and the flowers. Be rain. My yesterdays were blue, dear. Today I'm part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear. Since you said you were mine, difference a day makes. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, it's heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day made, and the difference is you.
Sarah Vaughan, and What a Difference a Day Made. Sarah Vaughan died on April 3, 1990, age 66, and in 1998 and 1999, song recordings she had made were inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame, qualifying as songs of qualitative or historical significance. And now, inevitably, I come to my last inclusion of an artist who qualifies as a legendary song stylist. So far, I have tried to include names which are perhaps just a little less well-remembered than others. However, I feel I must conclude with one artist who literally set the standards for all the others, emulating his great qualities of phrasing, sensitivity, and voice control. Yes, it has to be Frank Sinatra. It is difficult to find something that has not already been said of an artist who truly was the governor in every sense. During his long career, he received many accolades, the best-selling musical artist of all time, the one artist who most profoundly influenced modern music. So what to choose from his many timeless recordings? I just love this one with music written by Julie Stein.
Sunny weather, I'm just as blue as the sky. Since love is gone, can't pull myself together. Guess I'll hang my tears out to dry. Friends ask me out, I tell them I'm busy. I must get a new alibi. I stay at home and ask myself, who is he? Guess I'll hang my tears out to dry. Dry little teardrops, my little teardrops hanging on a string of dreams. Fly, little memories, my little memories, remind her of our crazy schemes. Somebody said, just forget about her. So I gave that treatment a try. Strangely enough, I got along without her. Then one day she passed me right by. Oh, well, I guess I'll hang my tears out to dry.
Inspired lyrics by Sinatra's favourite lyricist, Sammy Khan. I guess I'll hang my tears out to dry. Join me again for more music from the golden years, when I'll be featuring next some of the great duets that emerged from those years. Before I go, here are the contact details for anyone who might wish to comment. Direct to me via email, mikeroberts@firenet.ws, or by any other conventional methods via Campus FM. And this programme can be heard again when it joins the others on webcast in approximately a week's time. Samuel joins me from the other side of the microphone in thanking you all for listening. Until the next time, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.